Sim.
Sim, KS4 VWA. How you doing today?
Doing all right. I'm out playing with some Christmas presents with the son, so figured while I was outside, I'd hang out on the radio.
Well, there you go. You on an HD?
Oh, you're hearing my my shack radio. I got it on crossband, and I'm outside. I'm too far away to hit this repeater with an HD. Or it would be scratchy. I could probably get in it, but it'd be scratchy. I'm down in Anderson, almost down in Anderson City.
Hey, isn't that crossband a really neat feature to have on your house or in your car? I use it all the time on this radio that I'm on. It's Yaesu FT8900R, and it's just great.
I discovered it after I got the radio. Mine's it's the ICOM 2730.
So it's a dual VFO then, right?
Say I made a blind purchase when I pretty much just first got into the hobby, but it turned out to be a good one. I was very happy with the radio, actually, after I started, you know, learning some stuff.
So what you doing out with the kids? You're riding a 400cc enduro cross country motorcycle, right?
I wish. Now he got some little rockets that go on this little pedestal, and then you stomp on the air tube and it shoots them up in the air. So we just broke that out, and we spent all day yesterday on the inside toys and today's outside toys.
Right, that's good. Teach them about propulsion. So you know the next step on that, don't you?
Yeah, my size, I can just put a foot on it. He's got to get a running start and double jump on it.
I mean, once he wears that out, you know the next step is going to be those Estes rockets.
Looking forward to is when it gets older, the stuff that be toys for me too.
Difference between men and boys is the price of the toys. save you money for college, save you money for big toys.
So you said you were on a Yaesu radio. What model did you say it was?
100R.
Not familiar with that one. I've actually I got a Yaesu FTM 300, should be getting here tomorrow, that I got myself for Christmas, so looking forward to that. I was going in the car because right now my mobile is this HT I got. I just got a mobile antenna on it.
But in the right circumstances, that'll work just about as well as anything. I mean, you won't hit the repeater from, you know, long distances or from behind shadows with an HT, but hey, I got a cheap tram mag mount antenna, and I put it on a large cookie sheet, and hooked that up to a cheap Baofeng. So for $70, I had a full 2 meter 440 station, and it reached out beautifully.
I actually do quite well on this repeater. I do quite well on this repeater with just 5 watts on a mobile antenna. But any other repeaters that I like to talk on, I can't get in them very well. I actually sometimes have trouble, like if I try and get on the 6 mile repeater or any of the glassy mountain stuff, I have a hard time, and I do just fine on the Anderson repeaters. Problem is, people are rarely on those repeaters, so all the active repeaters I have trouble getting into, except for this one on 5 watts.
Mitchell.
I tried. I don't know that I have that one programmed in.
Try that one. That one covers such an enormous area. It's probably 3 times what this repeater covers. And this repeater covers a huge area. Another real good one that you might be able to hit would be the Glassy Mountain, not Glassy Mountain, but White Oak Mountain repeater up on White Oak Mountain above Columbus. It's a really good, clean repeater, and it's not heavily used either. So, yeah, maybe you might want to look those two up and give them a shot. They're real good repeaters. And if you really want some range, hit Mount Mitchell. Man, it's something else.
chance I do have it programmed in. I went through, actually, it's been about, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago now. I first went through and just programmed a bunch of real close-by repeaters when I first programmed my AC and my mobile, or my shack radio, I mean. But I went back in, and now that I got my had my shack fully set up, I went back in just to see what I could get into, and I programmed everything within a 75-mile radius, and there's one from my house that I can hit that's 85 miles line of sight. It's somewhere up in North Carolina. It may be that repeater. I'm not sure. The problem is my the 73 or 2730. I mean, the names that it makes you put in are so abbreviated that I can't keep track of which repeaters I'm talking on. I just kind of know them by their abbreviated name, but I can never remember where they actually are.
Yeah, fortunately, I get to travel around just a little bit, and I try to use most all of them on a pretty regular basis. So, well, listen, I just pulled up here at Lowe's in beautiful downtown Greer, so I got to run in and pick up some stuff and then head back. I've got this entire week off, mentally and physically, and I'm playing with some of my radio-controlled airplane stuff. So, listen, you have a good time with those boys, with your kids, and have a safe New Year, bud. Safe and healthy New Year. So, KN4BWA, I'll be clear after you final.
Enjoy the holiday season, and I hope New Year's goes well for you. I'll probably be on here most of the day today, so if you get back on, give me a shout, and I have fond memories of the Greer area where you're at. I used to work up that way, so know exactly where you're at, but yes, sir, have a good one, and I'm sorry, I forgot your call sign and your name. I'm terrible about that, but it's KO4RSN.
You were just being clandestine, not giving your name. Well, anyhow, hey, man, I'm Steve on this end, and it's KN4VWA, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. Have a good one, big guy. I'm clear.